They are not Vrindavas. They are from Vaikuntha. We should just have the two of you chant mantras through the whole retreat. This is we should do our rounds and then we should listen to you. No, honestly, it has a great future, this recitation. Combined with the nice melodies and this very soothing instrument, and then Rasagya's very yet clearly pronounced and easily followable recitations, very, very good. I think really, see, we have so many sacred texts, but can we listen to them? But when they are expertly recited, then it goes right into the heart. Thank you both very much.
You prepared our hearts.
No, you are very, very... I will continue. Encore. More. My dear devotees, for the concluding session of this wonderful retreat, I would like to talk a little bit on Srila Prabhupada's definition of quality rounds. Now you will go into your retreat. No, your retreat number two, phase number two, and you should know what are qualified rounds, and then I will give you a simple six-step guideline how you can chant quality rounds. I will also summarize my messages to you just very briefly, and then we will have a sankalpa ceremony, something very, very wonderful, and something which will help you to go into your daily lives with the holy name. And afterwards, I will ask for your feedback and for the room to improve, because this seminars, I think, at least I feel, it or this retreat has touched our hearts, and I would very much like to continue serving the Vaishnava community, and I would really appreciate your feedback about those areas where some fine tuning would help to make such a retreat even a more moving experience. And then at the end, I want to give you my feedback. Maybe I give you my feedback first. Feedback is maybe not the word. I would like you to know what I experienced as a facilitator, because just like you went on a journey, I also went on a journey. It's not really a feedback. It's a little personal observation or chronology, really. So, it was in the year 1975. The winter had set in Nairobi, and Srila Prabhupada did a morning walk with his disciples. When a question came up, which is of great importance for us who went on this japa retreat. The devotees wanted to know what Srila Prabhupada considered to be a good quality rounds. Brahmananda poses the question. He is asking some devotee, how can we make the quality of our rounds the best? Now Srila Prabhupada gives a couple of answers to this. Are you interested in this?
Yeah.
God. I thought Yarunath would say, no, be hungry.
Like giving something to a child.
He said, when the quality comes, there is no force any longer. You will have a taste for chanting. You will desire at that time. Why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? That is quality. Then Srila Prabhupada talks about Haridas Thakur. He says how Lord Chaitanya personally came to Haridas Thakur and said, now you are old, there is no need really for you to chant your 192 rounds or 3 lakhs of names. But Haridas Thakur said, no, up to the end of my life I shall go on. That is quality. And then he looks at his disciples and asked, have you got such tendency? Now you are forced to do. But if you do this, one day you may come to the quality. There will be ashakti, attachment. And then he quotes a verse by Rupa Goswami, who says, How shall I chant with one tongue? Actually, I have to say this like thus, yeah. Don't laugh, I'm trying sincerely. How shall I chant with one tongue? And how shall I hear with two ears? Had it been millions of tongues and trillions of ears, then I could enjoy it. This is quality. Quality is not so cheap. Cheap, not so cheap. So Prabhupada has up till now talked about quality. And he has given two things, two definitions. It is not that we have to force ourselves. We do it out of attachment. Attachment. Then Prabhupada wants to show his disciples by giving his own example. Sometimes great souls will talk from their own autobiography to make a point, like Narada Muni is explaining how he came to Krishna consciousness, to his disciple Vyasadeva, you know, by these four great souls who visited his home. So he, or Gop Kumar talks about, so now Prabhupada talks about his own relation to quality. You will not be forced, but automatically you will desire. That is quality. Like me, I'm writing books. I'm not being forced by anyone. Everyone could do that. Why one does not do it? Why I get up at night, 1 o'clock, and do this job? Because I cannot do without it. Prabhupada speaks like an person with great attachment, maybe even almost like an attachment up to the degree of a positive addiction, because I cannot do without it. I have to do. How one will do it artificially? This is quality. And therefore they like my purpose. So now Prabhupada will slowly enter into an area how we will be able to also develop this quality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said,
Shunyaitam jagat sarvam Govinda virahe name. Oh, I do not see Govinda. The whole world is vacant. This is quality. Prabhupada gives a practical example, like a man whose beloved has just now died. He will feel the whole world is vacant. It is not that the whole world is vacant, but he will feel like that because of his love. So, when you feel so much ecstasy in chanting Hare Krishna, that is quality, not artificially. Chant, otherwise you get out. This is not quality. So, this is an expectation that someday you may come to quality. That requires time. That requires sincerity. It will be awakened. Not by force.
Not by force.
Yeah. Just like love between two persons. It cannot be forced. You must love him. You must love her. Oh, that is not love. That is not love. When automatically you love one another, that is quality. Now, Srila Prabhupada gives an example how this automatic love for Krishna can come about. And I really feel, I will ask our Jatari Prabhu to give us his full attention for this part. He gives an example. And here I feel some very good instruction comes to our ears and hearts by Prabhupada. He gives the example of child marriage. The children are married at an early age before they reach their maturity, their physical maturity. And I think you know there is no love like this. Any boy who is young and has not reached maturity, he thinks girls are foolish. Like, I remember I was forced by my parents, because I was so temperamental, to enter a dancing school. Dancing school in Germany means good behaviors are taught to you. And I had to dance the waltz with these girls from families of means. And I would always I was so frustrated that I would faithfully dance, but then I would just open their, you know, in Germany at that time, at my time, they had the dress skirt, but over it, a decorative, please help me, it's you take it when you cook.
An apron.
They had a decorated apron for the walls. And this is tied in the back. So I would... and all the girls would... The apron was flowing. Because somehow I had to give expression to my creativity. So this is the feeling which young boys harbor for young girls. They are foolish. They are not to be respectable. They you can't wrestle properly with them. They cry. And similarly, the young girls, they think about boys. They are so rough. They are so rough. And they are really, they have absolutely a pea brain. They can't talk about knitting and about all the essential things of life and so on. There is absolutely no love between the genders. So it is known in Indian psychology that you start
from a position of no love. But then the girl is sent first once a year with some gift. She just dutifully brings it, puts it there and gets out of the house of her husband. Then later, as maturity comes into them, physical maturity, the husband, the boy who is maybe now 16 years, I don't know exactly the age when it happens, 15 maybe, puberty, then he will feel, Indira Devi was here only 1 month ago. I hope she comes again. Why am I all of a sudden so interested? Is it because of the sandesh which she brings? No. I'm feeling some enrichment in my emotions when she comes through the door. And Indira also feels something. She shyly covers her face, and there's some blushing and some perspiring as she carries the sandesh. Here and in this way, young love starts. Our sannyasi runs out. This is not sannyasi. Don't worry, I won't go deeper.
It's sannyasi speaking, anyways.
I'm only shadow of everything. So you understand the example. Something which was not there is developing due to a practice which is at the beginning, how would you say, mechanic, cultural induced, somewhat forced. The parents have to send Indira, bring him some present. Something will come out, it will be good, you will see later. So this is Prabhupada's example. I would like to read this to you. Formerly, at least in the Indian society, at an early age they were married. There is no quality in that. But gradually, by remaining together, the quality of love increases. Then the wife takes care of the husband, and the husband takes care. They become bound up, united in love. That is quality. In the beginning, what child knows about love? No. But they are allowed to remain as husband and wife. They are thinking that I've got my husband, I've got my wife. And as the age increases, the dealings become intimate. Then they become affectionate. That is quality. Not in the beginning there's quality. So, one of my important messages to you was, think of the Holy Name as your dearest friend, and maybe at the moment we cannot chant with love of Godhead, but as we continue to remain together with the Holy Name, and continue our service, this is very important. Nam service means we chant it, and the other service is we may preach Krishna consciousness, we may have gatherings in our homes where we chant, and in this way serve the Holy Name. So we do it by chanting and by other form of services. A relationship will naturally develop, a relationship of love. It's very important on our stage to always remember, as I'm taking the name, I'm taking Krishna. And as I remember this, that the name is Krishna, I'm going into the presence of Krishna. As we, in other words, connect the syllables with the person, they will become one. This was what our Kosha Rupa wrote down yesterday. It was simply this point, to bring the person and the syllables together. And to bring it together, it means first the name, then the form, then the qualities, then the activities or pastimes. This is the practice, really. Please consider this example and what it says. It speaks about two coming together and a third thing happens. That is love. Huh? So in the same way, bring your tongue to chant with your tongue and bring Krishna there, and love will come. This is the idea. A good example, isn't it? Sukhava, this is important, so that I will remind now all of you when I feel your attention could increase a little bit. So this is the idea. Now, my dear devotees, I would like to read to you, being inspired by our, not Gandharvas, our Vaikunthavasis, this expectation which you should have, or which the expectation is Prabhupada's, but this prospect, this sweet prospect. When you purify your chanting, and that's why I'm requesting you, you to enter now Japa retreat phase 2, Yajna Purusha Prabhu. This is not over, the Japa retreat. It has not started. It will start tomorrow for you, the Japa retreat. That's the main Japa retreat, phase 2. The purification of chanting Haranama means, as soon as you chant the holy name of Krishna, immediately you will see the form of Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, immediately Krishna is, oh, Krishna is there. You will realize the qualities of Krishna. You will remember the pastimes of Krishna. That is commented by Srila Jiva Goswami. A pure devotee who chants Hare Krishna mantra immediately perceives these. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, Parika, Vashishta. Simply by chanting the holy name, you will feel the presence of the form of Krishna. Here is my Krishna. Here are his qualities. Oh, Krishna. He is so qualified. Now, Prabhupada tells the two qualities which will first manifest in the heart. Prabhupada is revealing really a lot here. First is, he's so kind. You think about Krishna's kindness. This is described in not only by Prabhupada, in the tradition. Oh, how kind Krishna is. How grateful I can be. This is a quality. He's so magnanimous. So many qualities you will remember. And after Krishna's qualities come, the pastimes, correct. O Krishna instructed Arjuna. Krishna played with his cowherd boys. Krishna had very nice talks with the gopis, with his mother Yashoda. These things will be remembered. That is the factual perfection of chanting. Isn't this a wonderful, wonderful quotation? This is taken from a, let me, no, I have the quotation. I have it here. 2. Taken from a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam 6:2:11, given on January 16th, 1971. January 16th, 71. In Allahabad, SB 6:2:11. This is the stage of purified chanting. This is in store for us, my dear devotees. This is what is waiting for you. This is quality chanting. This is what in your deepest heart of hearts you came for in the Hare Krishna movement. You wanted to meet God. We felt that in the beginning. Where is this feeling now? So many busyness, so many, so many this. Where is that inclination in you to find Krishna? That inclination we want to have Therefore, I'm saying this was Japa retreat phase one. Now phase two. Please, phase two is very important. My dear devotees, I'm coming to the end. Krishna, with a choking voice, I want to say what were my messages. I wanted to show you the relationship of your own effort and mercy. And I'm still awed that our Ramapad Maharaj saw that. Otherwise, there are many hidden things which I will not tell you. You will realize it as days go by. That is, you need to make an effort. Otherwise, these two things need to be there: effort and mercy. In anything you do in your spiritual life, don't be satisfied with the status quo if you want a japa reformation. If you do things the way you do them now, you will get the same results as you get now. This is from a communication seminar by Anuttama Prabhu. I'm quoting authority here. If you do things the way you do them now, you will get the same results as you get them now. My other message was sit properly. With this sit properly, I meant many things. I meant physically sit properly. I was also implying that maybe some of you need to do something for your health so that you can sit properly and stretch the atrophied muscles. Sit properly, I meant sit mentally properly. That is, concentrate. Make an effort to concentrate. Sit properly, I meant also sit properly in the proper mood. I talked a lot on service mood. I talked also a lot on the mood of... What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach? In what mood that he approached? The mood of separation. How did the Goswamis say, I have found Krishna? No. Where are you? Hey Radhe Vrajadevike Chalalite. This was the mood. Huh? Where are you now? Are you here? Are you there? This sit properly, in other words, is a physical exercise. It is a mental exercise, I mean with this concentration. And it is an exercise which goes even deeper. It goes to your bhava or your mood. Chant in the right mood, service mood, and a mood of separation. Another of my messages was, hear the holy name. You remember how we played that tape of Srila Prabhupada? Where is the question of the mind? You just chant with your tongue and you hear with your ear. That's all. Here. Another message, and that was, now I will reveal one of my many hidden messages to you. I worked a little on your subconsciousness by praying for your advancement all the time and, you know, saying things in a way I did and not saying certain things. But here is a message which you can know. Learn more about Krishna. Read Krishna book, read direct things about Krishna, you know, from the Bhagavatam, read from responsible presentations on Krishna's pastimes. There are many books now on the ISKCON market. One very, very good book I can recommend is Krishna Sangati by our Shivaram Maharaj. It will make you cry after Krishna. It is so... Krishna left the Vrindavan. You will understand from this book why this is the greatest tragedy which ever happened. So, read more about Krishna. Learn more about Krishna. Why is this important? Because you want to bring the person together with the name, right? And you need to know more. What does Krishna do? How does he feel? What is in his mind when he is not present before his devotees? Why is he doing such things? And so on. Learn more about Krishna personally.
directly. But my most important message is, and I repeat it again, bring the name Krishna and the person Krishna together in your practice. Once again, bring the name Krishna and the person Krishna together in your practice. That is my most, that's the most important. We can have another japa retreat, then I will work around another message. So this is there. Now, I would like to enter with you. I'm going on a fast pace. Now we will do something very spiritual. We will do a sankalpa ceremony. At this time, I'm still trying very much something which I know is not very, I'm a little bit in the frontal teaching. I have learned from from very wonderful feedback which experienced devotees in giving seminars have given me. Next time I will have more group contact, more and so on, so that the teachings which you receive can be discussed and then you can really imbibe them in the heart. Is it all right to go on, or would you like to? Yes, maybe a question, or yes.
What was you were going to speak about the six things?
That comes after the sankalpa. First, you will do the sankalpa, and then I will teach you how to reach your goals. But nice that you're eager. No, this is eagerness. This is eagerness, Madhari. It is required. It is the only price.
No, university also.
Hare Krishna. I would like to request Anuta Mahaprabhu to come and stand here, and Rukmini Mataji to stand here, and also Sukavaha to stand here. They don't know what they will do now, but I will explain. It will be very nice. Don't worry. Please do stand here. And mothers. I have chosen Anuta Mahaprabhu and Rukmini because they are our hosts and we are in the Washington area. And I have chosen Sukavaha because she is my temple commander in the sanctuary, my authority, or our temple commander is maybe not the word, but whatever. Sukavaha is the everything in the sanctuary. So in olden times, persons who would embark on a journey would take a sankalpa. Sankalpa is a vow. We have taken a vow at our initiation fires. But because I don't feel that this is like a second initiation, and also because we don't have the very learned priest, I'm not so good in yajñas, and I don't know anything about them. The pujaris tell me, do this now, do that now. And we don't have an experienced person. I just want to call it an intention ceremony. We will fix a sacred intention in our mind. In olden times, you would get such a thread which would have two purposes. One is, you would have it for around your wrist, and it would remind you whenever you look about at this. In Bosnia, when there are friends who go on a journey, before they say goodbye, they bind the other friend a thread around, not a sankalpa thread, a thread. And whenever it's there, oh, my fell off, but I had such a thread. Then you look and you see, oh, oh my friend, yes, I'm mindful of my friend. Remember me. So threads in the tradition of the world, not only of India, where we have Raksha Bandhana and so on, but in the tradition of the world, remind us. So I will request Badahari Prabhu, who has accompanied us with beautiful bhajans and his Badahari bhajan band, to sing with us. Savatma, you have been, yes, please, quickly come back. And to sing while this is going on. And you will come to Anuttama, the men will please come to Anuttama Prabhu and myself. And the ladies please come to Rukmini and Sukavaha Matajis. And then they will tie a thread around you and around your head, hand. Be very careful that you, it would be nice if I only have to explain it one time. So we will sit here, we are the brahmanas, so to say. You will come while the kirtan is there, and while we tie the thread around your wrist, you will look at the deities and you will pronounce an intention. Please don't make it like a vow, because I don't feel to guide you into vow taking. I would have had to ask you first if you, this is not the time. Take it as an intention, but please also then take it as loosely as a New Year's intention, you know. Do you know that in Germany they drink a little and then with tears in their eyes they exclaim, next year I will be a good boy. You know? And then comes New Year and they again drink and eat and do nonsense, you know. So it should not be a New Year's thing, but an intention, something which you take with you from this retreat. Huh? So, for instance, it could be as high as I will chant extra rounds every day. It could be something that whatever rounds I chant, I will really attempt to chant with more quality, and not necessarily with the highest standard of quality which we have heard, but with, you know, I will give more effort in it. And you will see, after the retreat, if you take this with you in your life, it will help you very much. In traditionally, this would represent anantashesha, but I won't do it in that degree of spiritual intensity with you, because again, it's more something nice which we do, something which will remind you. It's not the most sacred vows in your life. Traditionally, this Sankalpa thread, Ananta Shesha would be invoked, and then he would protect you with around the bridge, a wrist. He would protect you, and now listen to this, up to the moment you dispose of the Sankalpa thread. This is how it was done in Vedic times. Again, this we don't do. You can, it's a nice thread, it's decorative also. But, see, I think you understand what I'm doing here. You can take it as serious as you want to take it serious. Therefore, I'm giving highest degrees of seriousness and lowest degree of seriousness. So you choose where you will, how serious you take this ceremony. For some of you, I know if we were to have guru kulis, they would say, far out, I show to my friend, you know. But let it be a little bit deeper. So while we chant very nicely, we will come forward. We will sit down. Please sit down. Here are your Sankalpa threads. I hope it is right between the two of you. You please, yeah. And you please come here. You kindly sit here. We should two at a time so that it goes faster.
And then we proceed to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, very important. Men get it on the right wrist. Right wrist. Ladies get it on the left wrist.
Okay.
Left means here. Yes. I only know it has to do with the something when the ladies' side shakes on the left side, it is auspicious, and when the men. What was
like
it?
Like in the Krishna book, when you get it, when you twitching, certain side is auspicious.
Yeah, certain sides are auspicious, and.
Ida Pingala, you know, the sun, the dark, the light.
Ida and Pingala from the yoga tradition. It works differently in ladies than in men.
Well, the left. The feminine and the masculine.
Ah, right, something. Yeah, it there is some traditional reason. It's not made up by me, but as I said, I'm like this in puja affairs. The pujaris always tell me do this, we are always like this when we go on an altar. Okay, we don't. Yes, this is how it's done here, so we do. So please come forward and just in look at the deities and lovingly, without any pressure,
what kind of knot?
A good knot. Two times.
They may want you to tie it.
No.
I can put it on, you can finish tying. Same thing in a white.
Okay.